Blog Talk Radio.
Steve Move! We are back up in this thing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Gamers Lounge. I'm your host, Brandon, TWX Blaze, DODX Blaze. I have way too many nicknames already. And I hear my own echo. That's not cool right there. That ain't cool. But anyway, that's what I was saying. Welcome to Gamers Lounge. We have a nice little show today, and I see that we actually have another caller as well.
Hey.
But before she's already in here. Well, unfortunately, I know caller number one knows who he is, but we're going to get to this particular caller. Caller, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, my name is David Hoover. My YouTube and Twitch ID is Novus Terminus.
Okay, that's guest number one. Oh, hey, that's fine. That's good. Guest number two, I can't intro her enough, and I won't, even though there's a lot of things I could say about some things. But guest number two, can I have your opening statement, please?
My opening statement? Well, my name is Diamond. I am a female gamer, and my Xbox Live gamer tag is BBJX2013, so that's pretty much it. Hi.
Even though she's never online and everything like that. But we're not going to get to that. We're going to get to other things.
Excuse
yourself. Anyway, as I was saying, we got some things that we want to talk about today. Today we have a conversation, a nice little conversation about E3. E3 has just passed so far. It is technically day one, if you want to call it, because Monday was technically day zero, but, you know, whatever, if you want to call it that. So we already got through the Microsoft, the Sony, the Nintendo, the Ubisoft, pretty much everybody's conferences. So with that being said, we have a couple guests. Hopefully there's going to be a little bit more that's going to be coming in. I see that we have a couple of live callers as well. So welcome to y'all. Welcome to y'all. But first, as I said, we'll be speaking about E3, and our first particular part is we're going to start it off light by doing best games. And I would say what is the best game in E3 so far, I would understand. But people might have their own different opinions about this one. So, my first guest, David, I'm going to start with you first. What would you say either be the best game in E3 or your favorite game so far of E3?
I can't really pick between three total. It's going to have to come down to Ubisoft's For Honor. That was a really surprise announcement from that company. I wasn't expecting anything like that. Horizon from Guerrilla Games. I was expecting, we've seen elite concept art, but it turned out looking really solid in gameplay. And just because I'm such a huge fan of Drakengard and Nier, the sequel announcement to Nier working with Platinum Games is going to be right up there with three of them.
Okay, that I definitely understand. Now, before I give my opinion on that one, unfortunately, she got let go on that one, unfortunately. Okay, well, so I guess I will make my opinion on this one right now. Actually, you got probably my top favorite game right now of E3 so far was actually For Honor. There are a couple other games that I can put up there that I was excited about. My old Halo self is I'm still a big Halo fan, still a big Gears of War fan, still a big Uncharted fan. I'm a fan of a lot of games, apparently. But I would actually probably say For Honor was right now, for me, probably the best in show. It was a great introduction to this particular game. It's having a melee-based game. At first I was like, okay, what type of game was this? And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, this looks like Rise from last E3. So I was like, I'm not as impressed until the game started going and flowing, and the way they started flowing, I was like, okay, I'm actually very impressed. I actually like the way they're doing this and having the live demo. But now that is just my best new game. For the best, I got it for the most game I was most excited about was actually Fallout. even though I know I don't supposed to be as happy as I was about Fallout, but just the level of creativity they now put in the game compared to the last one blew my mind.
Fallout 4, while watching it, it looks fairly similar to Fallout in the basic gameplay, but building your own city, when they unveiled the power armor, that was just awesome. They really did put a lot of effort into Fallout 4, and it's turning out to look really good. I already got my Pip-Boy edition pre-ordered.
Yeah, I'm going to be pre-ordering that real soon. Got to get paid for that first. Waiting for the end of this week so I can go ahead and pre-order that one. But, unfortunately, as I said, we had a full show slated up, but I'm going to start throwing in some random questions. You can do the same thing if you want to, David. But what was your biggest letdown from the conference so far? What was the biggest, I really can't believe they just did that type of moment?
Okay, I have to say, my biggest letdown, not that I was expecting it, was the fact that Sony didn't show Gravity Rush 2. Always been a huge fan of that game, but that's more of a Tokyo Game Show kind of thing, but I was falsely
right.
Hoping. The biggest letdown for me was EA. They showcased a preview build and concept art last year for Mass Effect, now Andromeda. They could not showcase any bit of gameplay or anything for it. I mean, it's been a year. I was kind of hoping to see something more than that, and Mirror's Edge Catalyst only got like 3 or 4 minutes on stage.
Right, and actually, see, now we're thinking alike too much. EA, to me, was my biggest letdown. I was hoping that they were going to show a lot more for Mass Effect. It, to me, is like they're focused on... Well, I was watching it. It was like it was focused on FIFA a lot. And understandable.
I'm glad we thought that.
Right.
I was watching FIFA there.
Big sport. Very, very big sport. And I have nothing wrong with EA pushing FIFA more than Madden or NBA, anything. It doesn't matter. That I understand. But having the full payload coming out and drawing it out and making things beautiful.
I was talking to my cousin while we were watching all the press conferences and everything, and it was on stage for like 15 minutes almost. Right after that, they bring Mirror's Edge out there. Everybody's like, yes. They showcase it for 3 or 4 minutes, and then they're right back on the Madden for another 10. And
right.
It just seems like they didn't have a good flow going to their conference.
Yeah, and it seemed kind of jumbled up to me. I would agree on that one. So let's switch from disappointment to biggest surprise. What is your biggest surprise so far out of I definitely know mine, and I have a good feeling you're probably not going to guess this one.
Biggest surprise for me, biggest surprise that was showcased in full would have to be For Honor. Just the fact that that announcement, nobody even saw that coming. Probably the biggest surprise is because every E3 the rumors come out. Final Fantasy VII is being remade. The Last Guardian is going to show. Shenmue 3 is going to be there. I got to say, I always dismiss those rumors, but I did not expect Sony to throw all three of them out in one conference.
Yes. Okay, I can understand that. But I actually throw two curveballs on this one. Because one of my biggest surprises, of course, was For Honor. I was really not expecting me to gravitate to that game that quickly as I did off of one demo. My biggest surprises would be Doom. That's actually a pretty big surprise of how they did. I think it's SnapMap or SnapNet or.
Yeah, the.
I can't remember the name.
I don't remember the name of it. It's the map builder.
Yeah, the map builder of Doom. Love that idea. I love that idea. And
the fact that I think they said you can, the Horde mode, you can create your own maps and go co-op survival.
Yes. And that's the reason why I like that so much, because it's now telling me I can be as creative as I want to have a game that I actually want to play. But I also tie that with something else as well. And I know how some of my friends feel about this, and I know how some of my counterparts online feel about this, especially as information I found out today. With Xbox announcing that they are now backwards compatible, even though I understand the limitations behind that as well, but announcing that they're backwards compatible made me say, okay, now Microsoft is listening a little bit more. So for me, it was a big surprise that they actually decide to make that jump. So I don't want to say early in the cycle of having a new console, because I'm seeing how a lot of the other companies are now trying to gravitate to the newer console and say, hey, you know, let's try to move you to this one. To me, even though it's big, and I do understand how, you know, I can play my games that I have for 360. To me, it's like Microsoft didn't step up. They tried to just try to more of heal their own wounds to get PR quickly right back up and then try to move forward. Yeah. So it wasn't the biggest step forward. I like the idea you listen to your fans, but there are still some other things that were like, hey, you know, push this out. Even though I was surprised about the amount of new content that they do have coming, I was happy about that. But even though some people, like, as soon as they say backwards compatibility, they're like, oh, Microsoft won.
I have to say on that, Mayor, the backwards compatibility is nice. Like you said, it does show they're listening to their fans, which I do have to say. Phil Spencer stepping into Microsoft, I've always been more of a Sony guy. Not a surprise. Sony and PC is what I predominantly do. Phil Spencer is a great leader for Microsoft. He's done wonders. But it seems like backwards compatibility, like you said, it's like healing a wound from a past. And I don't think they needed to go back to that and reopen that. Because now people are going to be like, well, where's my support for this game and that game?
Right. And then, it sounds like it's really harming itself in a sense as well, because a lot of these games, like, now you have remasters of games. And even though they do look better on Xbox One, and they're remastering, it's still an old game. Now you have, like, for example, Gears of War. I've actually heard plenty amount of people now to say, well, it's backwards compatible now. What be the point of me getting the remaster if I can still play it and I still loved it? I loved it then, loved the graphics then, and can play it. Why would I want to pay $60 more? Which, I also have an issue with that, but that's for a completely different blog talk.
But I actually think they did correct that and put Gears of War back at 40.
Okay, if they did, perfect. Because if you're paying a new price for this one, at least come out with multiple things. Like for Halo, I could understand if they say, hey, it's going to be 60 because you got this many games. I understand that, even though I'm still kind of upset about, you know, a lot of the games that I can't play, but that's, again, for another episode.
Yeah.
But for me, it made me seem like, okay, something like Mass Effect, when they was demoing it, I was like, wow, I can play Mass Effect now on my, you know, Xbox One now. I'd rather have more information about Mass Effect 4 than the backwards compatibility part, because it's now going to pull me away from the other games that I'm already playing. Because there are other games like Call of Duty, for example, that I play a lot.
Exactly. And something like, they wasted 5-10 minutes on backwards compatibility talking about it and everything. Why didn't they bring another game? Like, everybody's wanting to see Crackdown, Scalebound from Platinum Games. Bring one of those games more to E3 to a bigger stage. I understand they teased them for Gamescom, but at the same time, Crackdown needs to be shown.
Right.
And it would have fit perfectly in that little space that they were spending on backwards compatibility.
I feel like this was a start. I will admit this. This is a start, but I swear on everything, in the last maybe 2 years, GamesCon and Comic-Con has been making me more excited when it comes to game news than E3.
I have to agree. The last few years for E3 have just been underwhelming. This year picked it up, though.
Yes, I will admit, this year picked it up, especially me getting to see some of the games that I was like, yes, I got to see the division a lot more in depth. I was happy about that. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, I was happy about that. The new, which one was that?
Ghost Recon Wastelands?
Ghost Recon, that was another one, thank you. I was happy to see this. But although the flip side, that's the reason why, and actually that was the final round saying the best overall conference, is some of these conferences was focused, like, Sony was, it looked like they was focused on games, and they wasn't really focused on trying to push forward, because I didn't hear that much information from Project Morpheus. Didn't hear really almost anything from it, but I can understand.
Yeah, and Sean Layton actually made a comment after the conference on that. He was talking about advertising a VR headset on stage. It's not really something that you can do because you can't experience it up there. VR is going to be a very hard product to push, and wasting stage time on it, I have to agree with them not showing it very much.
Right, and that's something that I can agree with, because trying to dedicate stage time to it does take off to it, but even with that, dedicating 2 minutes to say it, just to say that they're working on it. Or even though
they did give about a 3 or 4 minute demo of a bunch of games that were coming to it.
Right, exactly. And that's why I was like, I'm happy on that part, just because of the fact that it put, now no offense to Microsoft, and I understand how some people are going to feel about this, don't care. But still, with them showing HoloLens, I was like, oh, that looks cool. Okay, that's cool. Okay, you're showing a lot of Minecraft right now. Okay, you can kind of stop. Okay, y'all not going to get it, are y'all? Thank you.
Yeah, it's like,
HoloLens, I understand how you're doing, but, you know, you can kind of cut that a little bit in half to say, hey, Minecraft, HoloLens, make you wonder real quick and be like, okay, cool, how's this going to work?
Yeah, and that's one thing I have to say that really did disappoint me about the HoloLens is, back in GDC with Game Developers Convention, they showed HoloLens with Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Roll forward 3, 4, 5 months, they show it again with Minecraft. But I love HoloLens. It's got some great potential, but you're going to have to showcase it with a little more than Minecraft. I understand it's perfect for the fit, but I'm not buying that thing because that thing's going to be really expensive. I'm not going to go out and get that thing for Minecraft.
Right. There are so many creative things that I could see done with HoloLens. Like, if you can incorporate it, and I actually personally think I can personally do it myself, but if you can incorporate something like Silent Hill or a scary genre, you can have something like that, and you don't have to worry about, well, you have to run through the same things that, you know, Project Morpheus will have to run through for the VR support-wise. But that something like that is something that I'd be like, okay, that would be a creative thing to do. Or something as, and we have another caller and he's late. Hold on, viewers. I got to let him talk for like a couple seconds real quick. Let me let you introduce yourself. Introduce yourself, new caller that decided to be late and everything to go get Sprite and didn't want to give us nothing. But don't worry about it. Go ahead.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Tsunami. I'm back in the building. I know I'm late. Are we saying it like 50, 20 times? I'm here now to talk about gaming and whatnot. But as I said, I am late. Mind you, my homework is not done. I'm going to have to take it incomplete on this one. I'm just going to listen for a minute. But, you know, I'm in the building for the next show. Just let me know what we all trying to do and whatnot.
I got you. I'll lead you into certain things as well, because I understand how. Now, they did have the conference for PC, and I know you probably missed that too. Am I right?
Yeah, I did miss that.
You're going to make the person that gave you a comment last week about your PC versus Xbox and, PC versus consoles battle, you're going to give them no ammo to say this week. But to help you out, we were speaking about some of the games and some of the conferences that we've seen so far that we're liking. Just for a ballpark answer, what game are you waiting for that's about to come out that you're highly anticipating?
The game I'm actually waiting for that I'm highly anticipating, I would have to go with Halo, honestly, because I think it was not you, Brandon, but I think it was my boy Seth, Talent, DW Talent, who got me into Halo, got me all, like, Halo geeked out and whatnot. He trained me in the ways of Halo, so, like, Halo is the game I'm waiting. I don't suck. I'm going to have to stop you on that one. But Halo is the game I'm looking for to come out because I want to see what they're going to do with the Master Chief storyline and where it's going. The commercials I've seen and whatnot, it looks all right, like, the graphic-wise, but, like, I want to see where it goes.
Now, I do want my listeners to understand, as he said, that he didn't do his homework yet. He actually has not seen the videos yet. So I know that half of y'all have more knowledge than he do right now, but just know it was reasons, work, and life. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. So I understand, but the next show, he should be up to date-wise. But I digressed on that part. So, but, yes, I can agree with you in saying Halo is something I've been waiting for. And, actually, this is going to sound very weird coming from me, but Call of Duty, the Black Ops 3 is actually something that I'm actually waiting for as well. Even though I really don't understand why when you like a game for some odd reason, there are people that, if you like it, then they say, oh, you're a fanboy. No, I just play games. I don't understand what the fanboy thing is. But it's something that I was like, I like the idea of it. I like the idea of it. I like the direction that it's going, except for the whole idea that PlayStation now gets things first, and people are just, they're going crazy right now for the particular information. I don't know why.
And me personally, I don't play Call of Duty much. I've played like two or three of them in the last 10 years. The thing that happened, though, is PS4 sales being so much higher, Call of Duty being the biggest selling franchise out there right now, love it or hate it, it is, they're going to go where the most consoles are. And their contract with Microsoft ended, so they obviously are going to try to go with whatever the biggest number is that they can back.
Right. Completely understand it. I understand marketing-wise and understand money-wise the reasoning on that one. I'm not understanding the wave of fanboyism that came with it, but I understand everything else of it. So that part,
personally, I don't understand wave fanboys no matter what.
Yeah, I can understand you. Now, hold on. Now, rewind real quick. All our opinions are our own, and this show is, you know, very opinionated. So don't come to me about hate mail, about this, about I must be a Microsoft supporter or a Sony pony or whatever. I don't care. But there is a system that I do prefer more, and that is Xbox over PlayStation. But that doesn't mean I don't like it, and that doesn't mean that I don't play it. That doesn't mean anything else. It's just more of my friends are on the Xbox. So I have an Xbox One, and then I play it more. I have multiple ways of gaming, the PC as well, and older systems as well. But no, I don't care about the fanboys. And I have to keep saying that only because when E3 hits, and notice how we did this show. We actually broke down the full show and understood what we liked in the show and everything else. We did not say Nintendo had one of the worst conferences or Sony had a better conference than the Microsoft. We did not say that because of all of this, no matter what, it's all about you, the gamer. It's the listener, the understanding person that's playing these games. It's all about you. So at the end of the day, it's your preferred system. So I had to really get that off my chest because the last couple of days it's been kind of, let's just say, annoying to get online and see somebody say something like, PlayStation rules, and then somebody else comment on that saying, oh my God, I can't believe you like that. They did this in their past. And then they literally start going into this fanboy war. And I understand some people would like to make jokes of it, and I'm one of them. I can make jokes over it, but at the end of the day, to play the game. So I had to get that rant off my chest real quick. I'll probably dedicate a full next show about that. But that'd be a very interesting conversation. But as I was saying, so overall, now Mike, I understand you can't answer this one, so you can drink your Sprite. So overall, what do you believe is the best overall conference?
Best overall conference? Me personally, I've always been a huge fan of Final Fantasy, so I'm going to have to put Sony up top with that Final Fantasy VII announcement and Horizon. That said,
now,
I do want to give...
That's just of the big three. This is of every conference.
Yeah. Of every conference?
Of every conference.
Okay, then I would give it to Sony overall. I do want to, and I don't even have an Xbox One, but I do want to give a shout-out to Microsoft for one great conference. I'm probably going to be getting an Xbox One after it, so I just wanted to say that. But in second place, I'm going to have to say it's tied between Ubisoft and Square Enix. That showcase for Kingdom Hearts 3 and Nier for Square Enix was really good.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft gets the props for Honor. I mean, I can't talk about that game enough.
I think I'm going to actually have to give it to Ubisoft on this one. And it's paying me to say this right now because all of them really had great conferences. There was really no extreme lackluster conferences so far. There were some that had more low moments than the others, and there were some that had more exciting, bigger announcements than others, which is scary, but is very true. Some of my viewers might not know this. Some of my friends might not know this. Some of my Xbox Live friends that are listening, they might not know this. I'm not the hugest Final Fantasy fan. I'll play it.
I knew that.
I'm not the huge Final Fantasy fan. So. My PlayStation Network friends that two or three of them are listening right now, but the ones that are listening, I can't give it to Sony for that reason. But Sony had a great, not even a rebound. That was more of Microsoft. They had a great rebound one. Sony had a bigger, I'm still here. I just want you to make sure I'm still relevant, and we are going in the correct direction. We are focused on games, and that's something that, they've been doing the last couple of years. They've been more focusing on their games, and I like that. Xbox tried this, didn't work. Tried that, really didn't work. So this one, they're backtracking, and they did hit a home run and get back to where they was. Nintendo, it's Nintendo. All the others, pretty good, but Ubisoft was my steal for this. So,
yeah.
With that being said, even though he didn't have that much time on this one, Mike, got to give me a closing statement real quick for you. Most likely you'll be on the next show with some other counterparts, but I need your closing statement for him.
All right. As I said, once again, it's your boy Mike, a.k.a. Tsunami. I am ill-prepared. But next time I am on the show, I will be very much prepared, and I will have all my knowledge based on facts and my opinionated statements that I love to make, whether I know some people don't like them when I make statements and opinions, like Pookie Man. But, I will be prepared next time, and I will be on time.
Unfortunately, I had to mute him on that. He does his long closing statements. David, give me that final statement for him.
All right, well, this is my first time on this show. Probably not my last. I'll try to tune back in if he'll have me back. Again, my Twitch and YouTube handle is Novus Terminus. I'm going to start doing podcasts and everything on there so you can keep up with me. And for all the arguing and everything that's going on there, just enjoy the fact that E3 is really strong this year, stronger than it's been in the last 3 or 4 years.
All right. And as I said, this is X-Blaze signing out.